We turn now to Kenya, which held its presidential elections last month. President Mwai Kibaki was re-elected in a vote that observers both inside and outside the country agree was flawed. The opposition candidate Raila Odinga says the presidency should be his. This dispute has sparked a battle revealing deep political and ethnic divisions in this East African nation. Hundreds have been killed and 250,000 Kenyans have been displaced in the violence. We're joined now by NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton. She's in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Greetings.
Ophabia, you've been out talking to people. What are people saying?
It's especially the opposition supporters of Raila Odinga who are in full voice. As you know, a mediation effort has begun this week by the former UN chief, Kofi Annan, who has actually managed to bring these two political rivals together. Now, although the opposition seems to be fairly happy that at last this looks like the beginning of the end to the deadlock, some opposition supporters are saying it doesn't go far enough. And listen to what they're saying.
My name is Collins Ndisio. They have not told us anything tangible. If Honorable Kibaki had decided to step down, we wanted to see him step down in front of the whole of the country and to say that he has left the presidency for the people because the people are the ones who decided when they went to the ballot box.
My name is Tom Owor. Kenyans are willing to go the extra mile to protect their democratically given right to protect the democracy of this country. Kenyans are actually begging for democracy to prevail in this particular point in time. And therefore, what I'm saying, let there be peace, but peace should not actually be misconstrued to mean that the anger has actually been subdued. We are not going to take that for an answer.
There was, in fact, more killings overnight last night in Kenya's Rift Valley. What happened there?
The Rift Valley is really volatile. It's an opposition heartland where Raila Odinga comes from, and it's his tribe, the Luo, and the Kalenjin against President Kibaki's tribe, the Kikuyu, who have been clashing. Now, it's a long story, but it seems that old vendettas are being settled, and people are using machetes, they're using bows, they're using arrows, they're using daggers over disputes about land, about water, and about history and privilege. All these things are now resurfacing, as I say, in Kenya, and Kenyans are saying, no, we must put a stop to it. Other countries in the region have gone to civil war because of things like issues like land and water. We must stop before we reach the brink. So it's a very, very serious situation here in Kenya, a country that was, after all, considered the regional stable giant of East Africa, the country that was host to refugees from other countries. Now there are tens of thousands of Kenyans displaced within the country itself. And I think probably what has really symbolized and polarized Kenyans is an incident right at the beginning of the violence about 3 weeks ago when 30 people, most of them women and children from the Kikuyu tribe in the Rift Valley, were burned to death in a church. It really shocked Kenyans. And I think it made them realize that this has to stop.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton joining us from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you.
Thank you.